This is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement Sunday that he is withdrawing from the 2024 presidential race. He threw his support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara has more on what happens next.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," he said, while adding, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
Angela Johnston. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a trip to Washington following President Joe Biden's exit from this year's American presidential race. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Netanyahu visits Washington beginning on Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. The visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's exit on Sunday from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the middle of a wild election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. The risks only increase with Biden's decision to drop out of the race. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
At 1:45 p.m. Sunday, President Joe Biden's senior staff was notified that he was stepping away from the 2024 race. This is VOA News. The Israeli army on Sunday sent out the first batch of draft orders to ultra-Orthodox men in a move that could threaten the Israeli government after the Supreme Court of Israel said their exemption from service was illegal. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
And VOA's Linda Gradstein on the Orthodox draft in Israel.
A total of 3,000 draft orders will be sent to men who the Army believes are not engaged in full-time study. The original exemption from armed service was for ultra-Orthodox Jews who are studying Jewish texts full-time and believe that their prayer and study contribute to Israeli society. Several prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbis have urged their students to ignore the draft orders, which could lead to their arrest. Moshe Roth, an ultra-Orthodox lawmaker, says he does not believe many ultra-Orthodox men will eventually serve. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Business from airlines to hospitals have been grappling with a faulty software update that caused technological havoc worldwide on Friday. The breadth of the outages highlighted the fragility of a digitized world dependent on a few providers for key computing services. The outages highlighted that fragility, but the problem still appeared to divide those affected into the haves and have-nots. Major customers of Microsoft and CrowdStrike are getting IT support to resolve the issues, but smaller businesses whose Windows PCs may have received the problematic update are still struggling. And still recapping on one of our top stories, it was never President Joe Biden's intention to leave the presidential race, but up until he decided to step aside Sunday, he was all in. His campaign was planning fundraisers and more, but even as Biden was publicly dug in and insisting he was staying in a race, he was quietly reflecting on the disaster of the past few weeks and the calls for him to step aside. Tom McNeil, VOA News.